AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. SiTime's 16.7% chip sector rebound lacks the volume punch to clear its four-week damage. SiTime closed at $729.90 after a sharp weekly recovery, but the move came on 0.9 times 13-week volume and still leaves the stock down 5.7% over 4 weeks. Research brief. SiTime's weekly tape improved sharply with a 16.7% gain, ranking fourth among 69 U.S. semiconductor peers for the week. The trend signal remains active for a 10th week, and price is well above its $452.10 trendline. But confirmation is incomplete. Volume was below its 13-week average. Market dynamics has cooled over 4 weeks, and the stock still sits 19.1% below its 52-week high. Key points. 1. SiTime rose 16.7% in the latest week to $729.90, outpacing the U.S. semiconductor group's 4.3% average weekly return. 2. The trend signal is active with a 10-week streak, while price stands 61.4% above the trendline and 234.1% above fair value. 3. Participation was only routine at 2.4 million shares, equal to 0.9 times the 13-week average and 1.2 times the 52-week average. 4. The short-term read is mixed. 12-week momentum is 124.4%, but the 4-week return remains negative at negative 5.7%. 5. Risk is elevated, with 13-week volatility at 15.8% versus a 52-week baseline of 11.1%. Weekly rebound stands out, but the recovery is not yet clean. SiTime Corporation, a technology sector semiconductor name focused on silicon timing systems, rebounded 16.7% in the week ended 12 June to close at $729.90. That was a strong relative print. The broader U.S. technology group gained 2.0% on average, while U.S. semiconductors rose 4.3%. Within the 69-stock semiconductor group, SiTime ranked fourth for the week, putting it near the front of a sector move that already had broad support. The complication is follow-through. Despite the latest rebound, SiTime is still down 5.7% over 4 weeks after three consecutive weekly declines from mid-May through early June. The 12-week return remains powerful at 124.4%, and the 26-week and 52-week returns stand at 101.6% and 247.1% respectively. But the most recent month shows that momentum has become more uneven rather than one way. Trend signal stays active as price keeps a wide cushion. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active for a 10th straight week, with the stock above its $452.10 trendline by 61.4%. Trend breadth is also strong at 86.5%, with 45 of the past 52 weeks active. That keeps the weekly regime constructive, even after the recent pullback from the $901.80 52-week high. Valuation distance is the main tension in the setup. SiTime trades 234.1% above fair value at $218.50, a level that reflects premium demand but also leaves less room for disappointment. The stock is 19.1% below its 52-week high and sits at 76.0% of its yearly range, so the chart is neither breaking down nor back at peak strength. Market dynamics cools while relative strength remains above average. Market dynamics is still positive at 0.99, but it has fallen 35.0% over 4 weeks. Relative strength is 72.75, placing SiTime in the 93.5th percentile of 741 U.S. technology peers, yet that measure is also down 28.5% over 4 weeks. The signal state is therefore balanced. Trend remains intact, but the pressure gauges have lost some urgency. The sector backdrop helps. U.S. semiconductors show 84.1% trend breadth, 91.3% positive market dynamics breadth, and 75.4% positive relative strength breadth. SiTime's 12-week semiconductor rank is 22nd, solid but behind the most aggressive group moves such as Marvell, Astera Labs, and Credo. Its 4-week rank of 52nd is the weaker evidence and explains why the latest bounce needs confirmation. Volume and volatility define the next test. Volume did not fully endorse the rebound. SiTime traded 2.4 million shares in the latest week, below the 13-week average of 2.6 million, and equal to a 0.9x volume ratio. It was better than the 52-week average of 2.0 million at 1.2x, but not strong enough to signal broad participation behind the 16.7% move. Risk is still high for a weekly setup. 13-week volatility is 15.8%, well above the 52-week baseline of 11.1%. And the stock has logged 24 downside weeks against 28 upside weeks over the past year. Average up weeks have been larger at 10.3% versus average down weeks of negative 5.5%. But the current drawdown and valuation premium make the next volume response important. Watch whether market dynamics stabilizes, whether relative strength stops fading, and whether a future move attracts participation closer to or above 1.5x normal volume. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.